The episode was supposed to air as usual, but staff refused to upload it out of fear it caused drama, and also posted the statement without my approval. When you say refused, refused doesn't mean they didn't do a thing. Refused means somebody asked and they said no. Sorry guys, we'll talk about everything on this week's episode and go on a hiatus afterwards to restructure. She's just lying. I'm sorry. They're trying to cover for the Hassan Shock came out and he messaged them and he was like, hey, you need to take this back. It's making me look really bad. If somebody is posting a statement like that online without your approval, that seems like a huge up. Did they write it for you? Or did you write the statement and give it to them and tell them not to publish it and they publish it? Like, that's crazy.
And so 2-3 weeks ago, we had this big chat where he essentially said he was no longer going to be producer so that we could find another person to fill that role that can commit to it more full time, because he just didn't fully have the bandwidth to look over everything that we would sometimes want him to look over. So this is all to say, over the last 2-3 weeks, we've had like interim or new people in the production role and not even like fully transitioned into that. So anyways, when we filmed this podcast and then this whole controversy imploded, we didn't have a straightforward way by which we would make a decision of whether...
Okay, so there was no team. It was a one-man show, basically. These two were doing the podcast and then her... Lily's assistant slash brother was handling the production stuff. So I'm guessing uploading, tagging, maybe he had a couple other people helping him, but okay.
Not to upload it. Some people on staff were not comfortable. Some people didn't care. And it's very imploded. We didn't have a straightforward way by which we would make a decision of whether or not to upload it. Some people on staff were not comfortable. Some people didn't care. And it's very, like, there wasn't one sole person who could be like, we're doing it.
Where did you get that it's just the producer when she said it's at least 5 to 6 people? What? They just said earlier that Lily's brother was the one doing all the work for the podcast until like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then they had to get somebody else because he was too stretched.
Everyone. And also, none of us are really like that. Like, none of us really want to push our opinion onto others. But in my opinion, we just did not have a good process by...
No, they didn't. It's one producer and the rest of the team does other shit. What do you mean? Does other what? What else is there to do?
Of whether or not to upload in the bit to it more people, a larger and larger endeavor. It's been Dan, Lily's brother. They get a spanking. We mean, so as you guys know, Dan, Lily's brother, was producing the podcast. And a couple weeks ago, or frankly, even for the last like few weeks, we've had some issues, mainly because he's also your manager. Is that okay to say publicly?
Yeah, he works for me very, very closely.
Mm-hmm. And he does a lot of different things. And I feel like as the podcast has become a larger and larger endeavor, it's been harder for him to manage it on his own, to be honest. And we've at different times brought in different people and had different people try different roles, blah, blah, blah. It's just been a lot.
Not everyone likes to run every aspect of the podcast like you. Do you think Lily set up ups the cameras? Good one. So I don't know what their association is with offline TV anymore, but getting somebody to just like turn all the stuff on a set that's already set up, you just turn it all on. They could have one guy that does that. I don't know why they would have like 5 different people. I guess if they want to go like really high class, they could have someone on set for makeup and stuff. If they want to do like makeup and hair. But so 2 people, what else do you need?
And so 2-3 weeks ago, we had this big chat where he essentially said he was no longer going to be producer so that we could find another person to fill that role that can commit to it more full time. Because he just didn't fully have the bandwidth to look over everything that we would sometimes want him to look over. So this is all to say, over the last 2-3 weeks, we've had like interim or new people in the production role and not even like fully transitioned into that. So anyways, when we filmed this podcast and then this whole controversy imploded, we didn't have a straightforward way by which we would make a decision of whether or not to upload it. Some people on staff were not comfortable. Some people didn't care. And
also, when you're talking about people on staff that have strong opinions about uploading or not uploading, this implies more than just a camera audio person, like video audio people. This implies like some kind of staff that manages and crafts like PR statements and everything else. Like, why? Or that, like, I don't know.
It's very, like, there wasn't one sole person who could be like, we're doing it, F everyone. And also, none of us are really like that. Like, none of us really want to push our opinion onto others. But
they have a staff cam for the podcast. Start from here.
I think, too, there's been a lot of like TikTok.
Okay, so my guess is one of these persons is for... Also, firstly, Jesus, this camera angle is quite dicey, but okay.
Scene mm-hmm. where it's like, where the relationship is uncomfortably close with like a mom and a son. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, so there's one side where it's like, even if you're married, the son is still choosing the mom over the wife and like they could be having kids and stuff and still like...
I wonder if this person here is literally just like a random assistant or something.
Like
and then she's the one who's doing the cameras.
I've seen like a lot of scenarios like that. And then I've also seen stuff where like the mom is very jealous of the son's girlfriends and stuff like that.
Spouse and your mother.
Yeah, that's my guess.
In my opinion, we just did not have a good process by which to make a decision.
One is Pokey's PA, yeah.
Or anyone really spearheading.
They only credit 3 staffers under their videos and the ones I checked. Okay.
Or taking responsibility for things because we were in a transitional period. Also, we had / have someone who helps us with socials, who's also stepping down. We have an editor who's incredible, though. Or anyone really spearheading or taking responsibility for things because we were in a transitional period. Also, we had / have someone who helps us with socials,
okay.
Who's also stepping down. We have an editor who's incredible, but also has a full-time job. So over the last like month.
Okay. I can see there being 4 to 5 people. Well, maybe. I don't know what the producer is doing at that point. You probably have an editor that's taking the camera footage and then is cutting back and forth. So it should be an easy job. But you're going to have an editor. You might have a separate person who does uploads from the editor and manages your socials. And then you might have a person on set who does camera audio. I could see that. I could see 3 staff for this. That makes sense. That sounds right for... That sounds about what I have for mine. So I do video audio. But we would have a person that does... like socials and uploads and everything. We don't have an editor because the cameras switch automatically, but ads and sponsors. My guess is that those are going to be rolled in from Pokey's or Lily's management team external to this show. I doubt the show itself has, or it could, I guess, have its own management team for sponsors, but my guess is it would come from their management company already. That'd be my guess. What are they called? I was going to say CPA. It's not that. It's not CTA, talent agency, something TA. What am I thinking of? I used to be one of these guys. Everybody in LA. Okay, I don't know. Do they have a live switcher? I'm guessing that's what the girl back there does. No, actually, she probably doesn't. My guess is it's the switch is done in post. The reason why is because the camera switched to Pokey before she began speaking. And I don't think a person would try to like preempt that on set. My guess is they just record from both cameras and then the editor... or all 3 cameras, and then the editor changes it up, yeah. Something talent agency. They're like the largest one in...
Who's also stepping down. We have an editor who's incredible, but also has a full-time job. So-
oh, UTA. They might be rebranded now, though. That's right. Thank you, BIP. United Talent Agency, I think. But they, UTA might be something different now. I don't remember if they rebranded or not.
Over the last like month-ish, we've just had a lot of restructuring issues within our staff. So when I made that tweet, it sounded like we're restructuring because of this and I'm firing everybody. But that's not what I meant. I literally meant we are in the middle of restructuring and kind of what happened is only further proof that we need to kind of put our heads down, figure it out, because clearly any action that comes from the podcast reflects in hugely on Lily and I. And I also want to say I don't at all, I think in an effort to clarify where I was coming from, like I didn't mean to throw staff under the bus so much. And at the end of the day, like the responsibility of the podcast is mine and Lily's solely. But that's also why when we hadn't approved the statement, it didn't feel so good that something reflected on us when we did not know at all that it was going to come out.
I truly am just guessing and I don't know everything behind the scenes, but I would be shocked if somebody were to post that statement publicly without what they authored one and they didn't want it posted or the person wrote it completely on their own or that's just... astounding to me. That's astounding to me.
Statement, I mean. So that is just what I'm trying to clarify. And you know, do you want to talk a little bit?
Yeah, you said everything.
I want to clarify really everybody's intentions and also to staff. I want to clarify, like, I know your guys' intention. I'm not mad at anybody in this situation. I was
like, that doesn't make any sense. And there is some PR speak you can do here, but they're trying to cover for what I think was just, I think the Hassan Shock came out and he messaged them and he was like, hey, you need to take this back. It's making me look really bad. That's my guess. Because if somebody is posting a statement like that online without your approval, that seems like a huge fuck up. Did they write it for you? Or did you write the statement and give it to them and tell them not to publish it and they publish it? Like, that's crazy to me that you're like, oh, it's okay, guys.
Also to staff, I want to clarify, like, I know your guys' intention. I'm not mad at anybody in this situation. I was more so, if anything, upset at myself because the podcast that is mine, there was not a clear structure and process by which we follow to get people's approvals before things go out, before decisions are made, etc. And so unfortunately, this happened in a very, very unlucky time where we are moving roles around and things are moving around. And yeah, so I hope that kind of clarifies. I know our community is so sweetie pie cuties that They, I think, get us. They know our hearts. They know where we're coming from.
What is strange to me is, do you think Pokey and Lily would so blatantly lie? I don't get it. Are all streamers the same? Seems most likely the things she says happen. I think Pokey would. I think because she values the connection to Hassan. I don't think Lily would. I feel like Lily is, like, I think, very conflict avoidant, unless she's changed. She's never lived with the past few years. So, like, she would just go along with whatever Pokey wants to do here. But I think Pokey would do whatever she needs to make sure the Hassan bridge is intact.
And I think anyone who is, like, looking for some crazy statement or something, you're probably not a part of our community. And it's also unfortunate because it feels like it was a complete lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Lily hasn't said anything, so it seems like she's not lying at all. Well, Lily's not going to call her out on the show. Also, they've already had a conversation before this episode for what they're going to say and the story they're going to sell and everything, right?
Yeah.
No matter kind of what decision we made.
Mattered.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to clarify, nobody is getting fired.
You're fired.
Nobody's getting fired, maybe, except maybe me.
When I said restructure, that's literally what I meant. We were in the middle of restructuring.
Yeah.
Like, link me the statement again. Let me read it so I can get the vibe from it again. Pokemon posted and took down a Paris vlog with Hassan on her own channel. New vlog at GP Explorer 3. Thank you to Squeezy for inviting us out to this incredible event. As always, j'adore la communauté. French, I don't know. Maybe she took down all of their vlogs? Was it just the one with Hassan? I don't know. The episode was supposed to air as usual, but staff refused to upload it out of fear it caused drama and also posted the statement without my approval. So when you say refused, refused doesn't mean they didn't do a thing. Like, refused means somebody asked and they said no, right? Like, hey, you know, we should take John out to eat. Oh, John refused to come and eat with us. Really? Damn. What, you asked him and he said no? No, I didn't ask. He just, you know, he hasn't said yes. What do you mean he refused? And then out of fear it caused drama and also posted this statement without my approval. I mean, that could be read in multiple ways, but sorry, guys. We'll talk about everything on this week's episode and go on a hiatus afterwards to restructure. She's just lying. I'm sorry. Normally, I wouldn't be so firm on this, but, like, the language here, this very clearly doesn't imply that there is a restructure in process. This very clearly implies, like, we are going to go on a hiatus afterwards in order to restructure. Like, the staff f***ed up so much. They refused to upload something out of fear for drama, and they posted a statement without our approval. So after this week's episode, we're going to go on a hiatus to restructure. This is very clearly plain English, like, what is being said here. But the problem is, also, this is why I say, this is why I say over and over again, don't make a public statement and, like, wait a few days. There's no rush to make a public statement, especially if you want to lie about something. Because when you start making statements early on, you get tied into too many different lies and you can't keep everything straight by the time you want to have your official structured story at the end. I think this is a pretty clear reading of what she intended here, but there was no way to sell this lie completely once they talked about it long form, so.
And now even more so, like, basically during our trip to France and after, we were talking about, like, oh, do we go on hiatus? Do we just try to fill these holes within the team while continuing to put out episodes? To be honest, me personally, I've had a few points of dissatisfaction with the podcast, not at all with anyone on the team. More so, like, sometimes, I express this on the Patreon. I don't love the premise of doing a full-length podcast and then also paywalling a full-length podcast. I would much rather paywall content that is entirely different. That way, we can put our entire hearts and souls and energies into the full-length podcast. I also don't like sometimes thinking, like, wait, the energy was better on the Patreon, but the episode that goes out to the larger public isn't as good this week. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't sit right with me. So even structurally within the Patreon and, like, our content structure, that bothered me a little bit. And then there's little things here and there week by week where I'm like, wait, this thumbnail isn't as good as previous ones we've made. Is anyone title checking? Are we optimizing? All these, like, little things, because, of course, after years of making content, we're both pretty particular about the content that we put out. So I wasn't so happy with, like, the almost, like, quality check of every episode or clip or whatever that's coming out. But again, this isn't to say that anyone was, like, doing a bad job. It's because everybody that I'm so grateful has been a part of, like, launching Sweet and Sour with us is also busy doing so many other things. So I feel like we just...
It's just too much detail for... Also lying, I think. Like, somebody was doing a bad job. You're saying why they were doing a bad job is because they were stretched too thin, which might be a legitimate excuse, but then they were doing a bad job, so you want somebody different who can dedicate more time or effort, right?
Got to a point where we're like, damn, like, this requires people who are fully committed to just this. So that's basically the reason that we are likely going on hiatus, to hopefully build out a dedicated team.
We still want
and process.
What
and then,
are we going to do about the sponsor?
Yeah, so hypothetically, we have a sponsor lined up in November that was going to give free tickets for you guys to come watch us do a podcast in person at a really cute, cozy cafe kind of vibe. So we're trying to figure out, well, shit, now we got to go on a hiatus. We got to restructure. And are we still doing this IRL event? We don't know. Stay tuned. And if you're in the region and you want to come, we would love that. Again, the tickets will be free. Just for you guys to come hang out. But we will announce if that's still happening. Patreon will get first dibs on the free tickets. But again, they're free. And then they will be public if there are any more tickets left. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Please, I yapped so much.
You did. You are.
So what are your feelings? The hiatus, the restart. Well, you know what? I can yap some more if you want to. I got so much.
Okay.
Do you want me to yap some more while you think?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. What? I meant it.
I love it.
Thank you. Sorry, I would like to bounce back.
I'm in my blue face.
Just like your ass bounce back. Anyways, so the issues that started coming up in the podcast to me were actually really reminiscent of OTV issues.
Oh, shit.
Would you agree?
What were the OTV issues again?
There were times within OTV where it felt impossible to make a goddamn decision, and we would have these 4 or 5 hour long meetings, and the reason why is because, you know, we were like 5+ talent trying to make a decision together, but there wasn't a sole person whose responsibility it is to spearhead the initiative. And for Lily and I, it's tough because like we're 50-50 in this, and I don't think either of us are comfortable like overriding the other person's decision sometimes.
I do feel that way,
right? Yeah. And so do I. I'm not gonna lie, I can be an overriding ass bitch. But I'm trying to let go of them. I can be a control freak, but coming into this project, I decided I'm not going to do that.
Man, we're so opposites. And that's why we're sweet and sour.
Exactly.
That's why we call ourselves sweet and sour. We're just different people, and that's okay.
I will always give my opinion, but I don't want to micromanage people. I don't want to make decisions that other people aren't comfortable with because this is a group endeavor. This is, for starters, a duo endeavor, but it's also a group endeavor. And I feel like that's just not healthy long term. I don't want to build resentment towards you. I don't want you to build resentment towards me. So it's very important that we make decisions together. And I think the best way, girl, I thought about this for 2 hours in the.
Yeah, but this isn't a stretch too thin oopsie. This would be a person acting way above their pay grade in terms of decision making. It's not a stressed out employee's actions, but a psycho move. Destiny's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Well, now she's just talking about general problems. And these could all be general problems, but yeah. I feel pretty reasonably confident in my assessment. I think that they saw all of the huge drama coming out about the episode. Somebody had, Pokey Story 2 days before the tweet. Quick update. Going on Jason the Ween stream right now, hopefully uploading GP Explore Vlog Tuesday, recording a new podcast episode Thursday to explain why we missed last week and have an honest chat. This went up with no thing about staff making mistakes or anything at all. Then there was like that public statement. This is highly implying that staff fucked up. I'm guessing that sometime between here and the next day, maybe Hassan reached out and talked to her, but then they decide what the story should be, because it's probably awkward, because I know Pokey's brother, who's a super cool dude, is her personal manager and everything, and maybe he was doing a lot of production for this, but like the idea that somebody wrote this whole statement up, like, was this all just a lie? Hey, Taste Buds, this is a tough one to write, but we wanted to give you all a heads up that we're unfortunately going to be missing our first scheduled Saturday video tomorrow. We've been watching the recent drama unfold concerning our guests, and it's been getting intense. We had a serious talk as a crew, and we all agreed that it did not feel right uploading tomorrow's episode at this moment in time. Was that whole thing just a lie? That with that conversation, it never happened? There was no talk? Or what? Our community is our favorite thing, and the reason we do this is to create a space that is comfy as always and a true escape. We do not want to impact the cozy atmosphere that we build together. Thanks for always supporting our vision for a fun, positive place to hang out. See you all next week. My guess is Pokey and Lily probably both either wrote or at least approved this statement 100%. But then Hassan probably reached out, and they might have even gotten harassed by Hassan's community because they weren't posting the episode. And so they decided to try to walk back on this. Yeah, that'd be my guess. That's my guess. And all the different stories that have come out now, I think don't help sell their version any more than mine. Also, we've seen Hassan do this behavior over and over again with everybody. But
okay, so I can say, as somebody who was at the house 2 weeks prior to this incident, might even have been 10 days prior. So I saw the caller when he took it off. There was no mechanism or any.
Why would it be controversial for them to do a podcast with Hassan if they are still friends with Hassan and defend him? It makes no sense. Well, it was controversial because in the original video, like, it was very obvious that Hassan tortures his dog to keep her alive as a stream prop in the background while her body slowly falls apart. And then she eventually dies rotting in the corner of his room so that he can get, you know, pussy DMing him on Snapchat or whatever. So it's obvious. Everybody saw that. Everybody knows that's what happened. And so obviously they want to kind of like separate themselves. But then when Hassan Hassanabi calls in the banners and starts sending DMs, then people kind of have to walk back or change stories because they can see, hold on, looks like Hassan is going to call in the banners on this one, and he wants us to stand strong on whatever weird propaganda or lie that he's selling, and, you know, we have to answer the call or else we're going to be kicked out from the Piker complex.
Or to this incident, it might even have been 10 days prior. So I saw the collar when he took it off. There was no mechanism or any sort of shocking thing. This dog is spoiled rotten. This dog adores Hassan. After we did the streaming, the Twitch, we went out to his like kitchen living area, and she is laid up on the sectional. A lot of people don't let their animals on the sofas, which I think is bullshit. And that's something I've had it with people that are like, we don't let our pets on the sofa. I'm like, well, then you shouldn't have gotten a pet. Mm-hmm. Hassan's dog has free reign. And then Marsh, who is Hassan's producer, we had this little like floral halo type, you know, like little flower girls wear, I forget what.
Just as a heads up, she did not see, unless Hassan showed her afterwards, which I don't believe he did, she did not see the collar that was on Hassan, on Hassan's dog, because when he took it off, he like snuck it under his desk. We watched that. He was going to say it was a shock collar. He stopped himself on stream, and then he took the collar off, and then he very like magician, the way that he handles this shit, he moved it under his desk on the left side. So unless he showed her afterwards, which I doubt he did, she has no clue what the collar was. Also, whether or not an animal is allowed to be on furniture is not indicative of whether or not an animal is abused or not abused. Like, there are good reasons why you might not want animals on your furniture, depending on the fabric of the material. You know, their oils and everything could stain stuff or leave hair everywhere. Like, dogs can be treated perfectly well and have wonderful lives and love you and be all sorts of whatever great relationships, and they're just not allowed on the furniture. Like, the idea that just because a dog is allowed to jump on a couch or on a bed means that they're super loved and great, that's a really not true, stupid statement.
This little, like, floral halo type, you know, like little flower girls, where I forget what they're called. And we were putting it on her. We were doing a photo shoot with her. And then I brought it up to Hassan again. I said, you need to get her a bigger collar. And he goes, feel her neck fur. Come here, come here. And she's just, and then, she is so, her hair is so thick.
Like, this story doesn't even make sense. Like, feel her neck hair. It's thick. Okay, then get a thicker collar or a larger collar. I don't understand what this point is supposed to mean. Like, imagine wearing like a shirt and a tie, and the tie is choking you to death. You're like, I can't breathe. You're like, oh, no, he's fine. He just has a lot of fat. He has a lot of neck fat because he's overweight. And the guy, I'm like, shouldn't he have like a wider tie then? No, it's okay. It's just neck fat. Like, okay.
That he had to put it, and it really wasn't even tight because her hair is so freaking thick. But it bothered him that I thought that maybe her collar was too tight. And so we even had a follow-up conversation about it. So when I saw the whole thing about her, you know, like barking or yelping or whatever, that dog, when I was on the stream, I was on it for maybe like an hour and a half. She had free reign of the entire room. Like, she came to me. She would have crawled in my lap if I would have let her. Then she laid down by the feet. Then after that, we went and filmed a podcast, and she sat under the table of the podcast. It's not like he forces her to do things. And so I was so shocked that, number one, Ben Shapiro's
shocked, you say?
Using.
Were you shocked? Is that why you're giving the statement now?
Footage of me to make some sort of bullshit case. But I want to get into these Democrats, like left-leaning-ish, that are sabotaging this.
My God, dude. We just have to kick, just please, please, please. People are waking up to this, that these people are not on the same team. These people are not on our team. Call them different things, socialist, communists, Green Party. Make a new political party for them, but they are not on our team. They don't care about political power. They don't care about getting people elected. It's all social games and weird shit. Weird shit. These people are doing weird, cringy, psychosexual social games, okay? They're not on our team.
I wish you got this angry at Ethan Klein. Why the would I get this angry at Ethan Klein? Ethan Klein is irrelevant. Of course I'm going to get this angry at people who present themselves as leftists in my community and use every waking moment being annoying. I expect better from long-term community members. Yeah, Ethan Klein is washed and irrelevant. Who gives
true
about Ethan Klein? He is lit his own goddamn career on fire because he wanted to defend a genocide for 2 years.
And true. Now
the genocide to change that image to the best of his ability by being like, I actually didn't spend the last 2 years defending genocide.
The genocide.
Everyone was lying.
Where's Kaya at, by the way?
Lying about
Wait, was she here in the beginning? Huh, crazy.
Everyone was lying about it. Who gives a f*** what that lunatic has to say? I wish you got...
Yeah, Hassan calling people washed up or irrelevant is the same when Trump says they have low ratings. That's the low rating statement from Hassan. Another interaction clip.
What? Kaya, please pose with the dogs.
Valkyrie, the last time she was on Hassan's stream, she thinks she's in trouble. You need to speak to her in a nicer tone. Uh-oh. What is this?
Kaya, please pose with the dogs.
Wait, is this the same stream where the they find the shock collar remote?
Kaya, get up. Kaya, get up. Kaya, over here.
Hey.
Kaya.
No.
Over here.
No, over here. Come here.
She doesn't know. She.
Kaya, come.
Oh, she's so scared of getting shocked. As soon as he talks, she just runs to the bed. Holy shit.
Kaya, get up. Kaya, Kaya. Over here.
Hey.
Kaya.
No.
Over here.
No. Over here. Come here.
She doesn't know. She.
Kaya, come.
She thinks she's
okay.
Come.
Come
here. You need to speak to her in a nicer tone.
Get over here. Sit.
Oh my God. Get over here.
Kaya, sit.
You damn dog. Come here, you dog.
She thinks she's in trouble.
Good girl. Sit.
Wrong way.
Bro, the way you interact with her. Chat is thanking you, saying thank you, Ray, for being nice to Kaya.
This was this over last Christmas? Had he already sent her off to the training center or whatever yet? Or the training camp?
Well, it's a tone.
Wait, go back to, what did she say? Wait, what?
Girl, sit.
Wrong way. She.
Kaya, come.
She thinks she's
okay.
Come.
Come
here.
She. Kaya, come.
She thinks she's
okay. Come.
No, she's saying she thinks she's in trouble. That's what she's saying.
Come here. You need to speak to her in a nicer tone.
Get over here. Sit.
Oh my God. Get over here.
Kaya, sit.
You damn dog. Come here, you dog.
She thinks she's in trouble.
Good girl. Sit.
Wrong way.
Bro, the way you interact with her.
Chat is thanking you, saying thank you, Ray, for being nice to Kaya.
Well, it's a tone thing. Like, she thought she was in trouble because you're being so, like, you know, Roy Kaya.
I don't think the tone thing matters. The dog's just probably not trained. Because, like, I don't think you have to say, like, sit, 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 sit. Like, you should be able to say, like, nicely and friendly, sit, and the dog should sit. It shouldn't matter much, I don't think. Unless you're, like, screaming, maybe, but... I wonder if, is there any footage ever of Hassan saying, place and her going to the thing? I wonder if she just has never even gotten that kind of training. He just shocks her until she goes to the bed. But sometimes he'll say place while he's shocking her, and then people think that she's trained on place or whatever, but in reality, it's just him shocking her every time.
You know Roy Kaya. He just speak like this! I didn't know that it's okay!
Have you seen the videos where they yell versus when they are nice to the dog? Nope, link me.
This is why she ran to you at Cutie's party last night.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I know. She loves me.
I think if you're mean, it's probably not good, but I don't think you should have to say, like, sit, oh, please sit, 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 sit. Like, I think you should be able to give it, to issue a command where you're, like, firm, like, sit, come, suck. Just kidding.